In Washington today, President Bush said he saw validation for his foreign policy in recent developments in the Middle East. NPR's David Green reports from the White House.
In a speech the White House described as an update on the war on terrorism, Mr. Bush never explicitly took credit for hopeful events unfolding in the Middle East. But he did say his strategy of confronting regimes in the Middle East was working, a strategy he said had been born after the September 11th tragedy.
In our time, America has been attacked. America has been challenged. Yet the uncertainty and sorrow and sacrifice of these years have not been in vain. Millions have gained their liberty, and millions more have gained the hope of liberty that will not be denied. The trumpet of freedom has been sounded, and that trumpet never calls retreat.
The president spoke for just over half an hour at the National Defense University, a military school at Fort McNair in Washington. It is a venue presidents often use when they want to arrange a foreign policy address. Mr. Bush compared the September 11th attacks to the assault on Pearl Harbor, and said both events prompted world leaders to work together to end authoritarian governments. The president said that Pearl Harbor began a period of rethinking America's place in the world, and he said the 9/11 attacks revealed the outlines of a new world. In that new world, Mr. Bush said, authoritarian rule is becoming part of a discredited past.
Across the Middle East, a critical mass of events is taking that region in a hopeful new direction. Historic changes have many causes, yet these changes have one factor in common. A businessman in Beirut recently said, "We have removed the mask of fear. We're not afraid anymore." Pervasive fear is the foundation of every dictatorial regime, the prop that holds up all power not based on consent.
The president stressed that there will be days of good headlines for his policies and days of bad headlines, an observation borne out by today's pro-Syria demonstrations in the streets of Beirut. The president today repeated his demand that Syria withdraw all its forces from Lebanon immediately.
History is moving quickly, and leaders in the Middle East have important choices to make. The world community, including Russia, and Germany, and France, and Saudi Arabia, and the United States, has presented the Syrian government with one of those choices: to end its nearly 30-year occupation of Lebanon, or become even more isolated from the world.
At the White House, spokesman Scott McClellan was asked about the demonstrations in Lebanon. He said only that there should be free elections in that country, and that the voices of the Lebanese people should be heard. David Green, NPR News, The White House.